నరంచైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతిం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీరయేత్ నష్టప్రాయేషు అబద్ధేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా. భగవత్యుత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికీ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. అహం గిరితరశ్చ సురాదయో యే అహం గిరితరశ్చ సురాదయో యే దక్షాద్దయోగ్నేర్ ఇవ కేతవస్తే దక్షాదయోగ్నేర్ ఇవ కేతవస్తే కిం వా విధామేష పృథక్ విభాతా కిం వా విధామేష పృథక్ విభాతా విదత్స్వ సంనో ద్విజదేవ మంత్రం విదత్స్వ సంనో ద్విజదేవ మంత్రం అహం గిరితరశ్చ సురాదయో యే దక్షాదయోగ్నేర్ ఇవ కేతవస్తే కిం వా విధామేష పృథక్ విభాతా విదత్స్వాశో నో ద్విదజేవ మంత్రం. అహం గిరితరశ్చ సురాదయో యే దక్షాదయోగ్నేర్ ఇవ కేతవస్తే కిం వా విధామేష పృథక్ విభాతా విదత్స్వాశం నో ద్విజదేవ మంత్రం. అహం గిరితరశ్చ సురాదయో యే దక్షాదయోగ్నేర్ ఇవ కేతవస్తే కిం వా విధామేష పృథక్ విభాతా విదత్స్వ స్వమ్నో ద్విజదేవ మంత్రం. అహం గిరితరశ్చ సురాదయో యే దక్షాదయోగ్నేర్ ఇవ కేతవస్తే కిం వా విధామేష పృథక్ విభాతా విదత్స్వాసం నో ద్విజదేవ మంత్రం. అహం గిరితరశ్చ సురాదయో యే దక్షాదయోగ్నేరివ కేతవస్తే కిం వా విదామేష పృథక్ విభాతా విదత్స్వ స్వమ్నో ద్విజదేవ మంత్రం. మాతాజీ ఓకే. అహం గిరితరశ్చ సురాదయో యే దక్షాదయోగ్నేరివ కేతవస్తే కిం వా విధామేష పృథక్ విభాతా విదత్స్వ స్వమ్నో ద్విజదేవ మంత్రం. మాతాజీ అహం గిరితరశ్చ సురాదయో యే దక్షాదయోగ్నేరివ కేతవస్తే కిం వా విధామేష పృథక్ విభాతా విదత్స్వ స్వమ్నో ద్విజదేవ మంత్రం. अहम् गिरित्रस्य सुराधयो ये दक्षादयोग्नेरिव केतवस्ते किं वा विदामेश पृथक् विभाता विदत्स्व स्वं नो द्विजदेव मन्त्रम् अहम् आई लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा गिरित्रहा लॉर्ड शिवा च ऑल्सो सुरादयहा ऑल द डेमिगॉड्स ये एस वी आर दक्षादयहा हेडेड बाय महाराजा दक्षा अग्ने ऑफ फायर इव लाइक केतवहा Sparks, te of you, kim, what, va, either, vidhama, can we understand, isha, oh my lord, pratak vibhata, independently of you, viditsva, kindly bestow upon us, sham, good fortune. नह अवर द्विजदेव मंत्रम द मीन्स ऑफ डिलीवरेंस सूटेबल फॉर द ब्राह्मणास एंड डेमिगॉड्स ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की ट्रांसलेशन प्लीज रिपीट आई लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा लॉर्ड शिवा एंड ऑल द डेमिगॉड्स Accompanied by the Prajapatis like Daksha are nothing but the sparks illuminated by you who are the original fire. Since we are particles of you, what can we understand about our welfare? O Supreme Lord, please give us the means of deliverance that's suitable for the brahmanas and demigods. Purport. In this verse, the word Dvijayadeva Mantram is very important. The word mantra means that which delivers one from the material world. Only Dvijas, the brahmanas, and Devas, the demigods, can be delivered from material existence by the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Whatever is spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead is a mantra and is suitable for delivering the conditioned souls from mental speculation. The conditioned souls are engaged in the struggle for existence. Manashashtanindriyani prakritisthanikarshati. Deliverance from this struggle constitutes the highest benefit. But unless one gets a mantra from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, deliverance is impossible. The beginning mantra is Gayatri Mantra. Therefore, after purification, one is qualified to become a Brahmana, Dvija. He is offered the Gayatri Mantra. Simply by chanting the Gayatri Mantra, one can be delivered. This mantra, however, is suitable only for the Brahmanas and demigods. In Kali Yuga, we are all in a very difficult position in which we need a suitable mantra that can deliver us from these dangers of this age. Therefore, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in his incarnation as Lord Chaitanya, gave us Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Iva Kevalam. Kalau Naste Iva, Naste Iva, Naste Iva Gatiranyata. In this age of quarrel and hypocrisy, the only means of deliverance is chanting the holy name of the Lord. There is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way. In his Sikshashtaka, Lord Chaitanya says, Param Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. All glories to the chanting of Shri Krishna Sankirtana, the Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare is directly chanted by the Lord Himself, who gives us this mantra for deliverance. We cannot invent any means to be delivered from the dangers of material existence. Here, even the demigods such as Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva and the Prajapatis such as Daksha are said to be like illuminating sparks in the presence of the Supreme Lord, who is compared to a great fire. The sparks are beautiful as long as they are in the fire. Similarly, we have to remain in the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and always engage in devotional service, for then we shall always be brilliant and illuminating. As soon as we fall from the service of the Lord, our brilliance and illumination will immediately be extinguished, or at least stopped for some time. When we living entities, who are like sparks of the original fire, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, fall into material condition, we must take the mantra from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as is offered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By chanting this Hare Krishna mantra, we shall be delivered from all difficulties of this material world. Harihi Om Tat Sat. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadadi Sapadantikam Vande Aham Shri Gurun Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sakhagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sakhitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sakhagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Krupa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Itinamine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschaitya Deshatarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Nama Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swaminiti Namine Nama Acharya Padanita Kripa Padayine Gaurakata Damodaya Nagara Gramatarine Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripatamaham Vande Shri Gurum Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Sri Chaitanya Mishwaram Kathanchana Smrite Yasmin Dushkaram Sukaram Bhavet Vismrite Upritam Syat Sri Chaitanyam Namamitam. Hare Krishna. So here the demigods are praying to Lord Vishnu because they are into trouble again. And especially now Brahma is praying and he is requesting the Lord to actually give them a means of deliverance from trouble. He is asking for a mantra. Manahatrayate iti mantraha. That which actually frees the mind from material entanglement is called as a mantra. So they are asking for this means of deliverance, that they get into trouble and after getting into trouble they want to get out of trouble. This is the general activity of the material world. This material world has got only two activities. One activity is to how to increase the available happiness, and the other activity is to how to decrease the available misery. This is what is this material world all about. In multiple bodies, in multiple positions, in multiple activities, we are simply trying to do these two things. That is why this material world is such a boring place. That's why Prahlad Maharaj says, Puna Puna Charvita Charvananam. keep doing these two things again and again and again in different bodies, in different positions, in different details is so boring. But because the living entity forgets his position, he thinks that this is a very interesting business, as long as he is getting happiness. The moment his happiness is challenged, then he finds this whole situation completely untenable. Then, according to the level of his consciousness, he makes different arrangements to actually deliver himself from misery. So, Prabhupada talks about these different levels of consciousness in 13th chapter Bhagavad Gita, in the purport of the 5th shloka. So, there are 5 levels of consciousness. The basic level of consciousness is called as Annamaya consciousness. In Annamaya consciousness, one tries to get out of misery simply by searching for food. They think that if I get food, that is the purpose of life. Somebody say, we eat to live. And somebody say, we live to eat. Because Annamaya consciousness. Sometimes children, when we wake them up in the morning, you have to tell them what is for breakfast. Otherwise, they will not wake up. Like my son-in-law is like that. You wake him up, my wife used to tell him, wake up, today I made idli. Then he will wake up. Good, he is not there. So, when he was small boy, we used to call him Annamaya. Because that's how they are. That they simply want to eat. And they think that if I get something nice to eat, that means purpose of my life is served. Your basic consciousness. How to get rid of trouble? Just eat. Sometimes when people get into trouble, they start binging. They start eating. It's a psychological condition. You know, this is basic Annamaya consciousness. By eating, I can get out of trouble. Then there is Pranamaya consciousness, where there is little bit more understanding of the body. So, one thinks by eating, sleeping, mating, I can get out of trouble. If I make nice arrangement for eating, sleeping and mating, I get out of trouble. So, dogs, cats, all these animals, they are all very interested in eating, sleeping, mating. They want to somehow eat, they want to somehow sleep, they want to somehow mate. So, they think that if this can be done, then I will be out of trouble. So, whole life is meant for eating, sleeping, mating. And then, there is Jnanamaya consciousness, where a man's mind is fully developed. Then he starts making mental plans how to get out of trouble. That's how they make all these United Nations planning commission. All these things. They write constitutions of different countries. In God, we don't believe. Somebody says, in God, we believe. Somebody says, we don't know whether there is God or not, so we are secular. It's all mental concoction. Manorathena asati dhavato bahihi. Bhagavatam is saying that by mental activities, one thinks that one can get out of trouble. It's called Jnanamaya consciousness. The most developed consciousness is called Vijnanamaya consciousness, where one actually tries to analyze the position of body and the position of self. That this body is growing. This body, from a child's body, is going to become a young man's body or a young woman's body. Oh, this is very nice. But after getting into that position, this body is going to become an old man's body and old woman's body. That is not very nice. Because old age, nobody likes. All the body becomes very shrinkled, very wrinkled, and you try to put some dye before you die. All these things, different things you try to do, that how to be young, but still, we have to die. His body is finished. Dehinosmin yata dehe कौमारं यवनं जरा तथा देहांतर प्राप्तिर धीरस्तत्र नमुष्यति. कृष्ण इज सेइंग दैट बॉडी इज गोइंग टू चेंज, दिस बॉडी इज गोइंग टू ड्विंडल, बट बीइंग विद इन दिस बॉडी आई डोंट फील दैट आई हैव चेंज्ड. सो हु एम आई सिटिंग विद इन दिस बॉडी विच इज ऑलवेज चेंजिंग, but I am that unchanging identity sitting within the changing body. So who am I? When this question comes, and the question comes, why do I always want to be happy while I am always given misery? Very important question. I always want to be happy, but I am always given misery. Why is that? And to get a small amount of happiness, why should I go through great amount of distress? Shulla sukaya dukkam mahat. Brahma is saying that this is material world. To get a very insignificant amount of happiness, one has to go into significant amount of trouble. Why is this? Why do I don't want to die, but I have to die? Hiranyakashipu, he has taken so much of austerity just because he doesn't want to die. But still, he has to die. So why I have to die? But why do I don't want to die? When these questions come, and when these questions are asked in the right company, satam prasangan mamavirya samvidho bhavanti hrutkarna rasayana kataha. When these questions are asked in the right company, to the right person, then one gets proper answers that you are not this body, you are a spirit soul, you are eternally a servant of Krishna. So, please be situated in that position. Tadarajas tamo bhava kamalobhadayaschaye chetayete ranavidham sitam sattve prasidati. Get situated firmly in mode of goodness. Evam prasanna manaso bhagavat bhakti yogataha bhagavat tattva vijnanam mukta sangasya jayate. That please understand scientifically, who are you? Who is Krishna? What is the relationship between me and Krishna? These things are to be scientifically understood under the guidance of a spiritual master. It should be understood. And when it is understood, then Vidyate hridaya granthis. The knot in the heart is cut off. Chidyante sarva samshaya. All the different doubts are removed. Chiyanti chasya karmani. The chain of fruitive activities are finished. Drishta evatmanishvare. One sees one's own position with respect to the Supreme Lord. All this is nicely explained in Bhagavatam, that this is how one actually becomes delivered from material existence. But all this is possible in the previous yugas because people had very developed intelligence. They could go and meditate for 10,000 years. They could do a big yajna for 1,000 years. They could very purely pray to the Lord's deity form for hundreds of years. All this was possible in the previous yugas. But in Kali Yuga, the most unfortunate situation is that most of us are still stuck in Annamaya and Pranamaya. Only eating, sleeping. And very difficult. Very basic consciousness. So to actually think very deeply in Kali Yuga is very difficult. Our deep thinking is just how to get to the next restaurant. And for that also, nowadays, there is Google Map. So you don't have to think deeply. You have to just press. And if you press the right button, you will know when is the next restaurant. You will know where is the next coffee shop. You will know where is your neighbor by seeing the Google Map. All these things, we cannot think. We cannot process. We cannot analyze. In Kali Yuga, everything has to be served like a fast food to us. So very difficult. So Krishna is thinking very seriously. What to do with these people in Kali Yuga? What to do with them? How to deliver them? Then Krishna also makes an annamayik and pranamayik plan to deliver all of us. What is that? Eat, sing, dance and get delivered. This is Krishna's plan. How to deliver us in Kali Yuga? No philosophical speculation. No 10,000 years of tapasya. No yajna, no om swaha. Some basic deity worship. But what is the most important activity? Eat, sing and dance. The three greatest industries of Kali Yuga, Krishna actually turns it into the three greatest means of deliverance. In Kali Yuga, big industry is to eat. Everywhere there is eatery. 7-star eatery to roadside eatery. And people are busy eating there. You see, always people are eating. Big business. Eating business is big business. And then music. Very big industry. Everyone has put some headphone into their eyes, into their ears, ear holes. They have put some headphone. And they are getting continuous stream of how to go to hell. Non-stop stream, how to go to hell. Industry, music industry is so big that without headphone we cannot live. And different type of headphone, noise cancelling headphone. Listen to pure nonsense. Don't listen to adulterated nonsense. Big technology, how to listen to music. And then dancing. Everyone wants to dance. You have discote, you have no kote. Everything is there. Dance in the road, dance in the bar, dance everywhere. So three big industries. What Krishna does? He turns these industries into three big means of deliverance. This is the brilliant plan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lochandas Thakur, he is actually singing Parama Karuna Pahudvijana Nithai Gora Chandra Sabha Avatara Sara Shiromani Kevala Ananda Kanda. Today is Lochandas Thakur's disappearance day. So this way we will also remember him by this song, that Mahaprabhu is Parama Karuna. He is not ordinary Karuna. He is Parama Karuna. Because every spiritual path has some austerity. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, mode of goodness, happiness in mode of goodness is like poison in the beginning and happiness in the end. But we cannot take poison in the beginning. We cannot take that austerity. Kali Yuga just doesn't work. So he actually invents a process which is kevala ananda kanda. Happiness in the beginning, happiness in the middle, happiness in the end. When I was a small boy, we used to read fairy tales. Live happily ever after. So how to live happily ever after? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Chant, dance, eat, and live happily ever after. Kevala ananda kanda. There is no austerity at all. What is our biggest austerity in Krishna consciousness? Eat only Krishna prasadam. Very austere. Very austere. Dance in front of the deity. Even more austere. Sing, kirtan. Very, very austere. This is our austerity. Of course, there is some more austerity called following four regulative principles. Prabhupada said austerity in Krishna consciousness means one man should be satisfied with one woman and one woman should be satisfied with one man. Some extra austerity in Kali Yuga. But we think, oh, this is very great. So much austerity. How to be satisfied with one woman?
How to be satisfied with one man? So difficult in Kali Yuga. So difficult. Simple things of dharma is so difficult. That's why Krishna doesn't complicate things in Kali Yuga. Kevala ananda kanda. Everything is simply happiness. And what we have to do to get this happiness? We should simply have faith.
Bhaja bhajo bhai, chaitanya nitai, shudida biswasa kori.
You simply have faith in these two people. Nothing more. There is no more thing to be done. Simply have faith in them. And they are also so beautiful. They know in Kali Yuga, to have faith, you should have long hair. It's very important in Kali Yuga. Anybody who has long curly hair, then people have faith in them. Oh, he has long curly hair. So Mahaprabhu comes with long curly hair. Is he what Krishna is doing to actually become faithful in Krishna? What all he has to do? He comes with long curly hair. And anyone who is very tall, who has a great voice, who looks like gold, people think, oh, very nice man. So Mahaprabhu comes like that. Ajanu lumbita bhujo kanakavataro sankirtana eka pitaro kamalayadaksho vishwambaro dvijakaro yugadharma palo. He comes in a way it is attractive. Because in Kali Yuga, see, all leaders, all cinema people become leaders. Because they are all looking very beautiful. So, Mahaprabhu also comes like a cinema star. Very beautiful. And Nityananda's activity is so attractive. As Avadhuta, he's doing so many attractive activities. Full of attraction. He goes to Jagai Madai. He tells them, please chant the holy name. Haridas Thakur is telling, this fellow is mad. He is telling Advaita Acharya, this fellow is really mad. And by going with him, I have also become mad. So in Kali Yuga, people like this kind of activities. Have some adventure. Go to Jagai and Madai. Tell them, please chant the holy name. And then they want to hit. Then keep running. Everyone gets very attracted. Oh, Nityananda Prabhu, so great that he can do like this. Very easy to get attracted to them. Very easy to keep faith on them. That's what we are supposed to do. Sudhida Bishwasa Kori. And when we keep that faith, because of our attraction to Mahaprabhu, because of our attraction to Nityananda Prabhu, automatically Vishaya Chadiya. Automatically we are able to give up this material attachment. Automatically we are able to give up. Without any austerity. Bhagavatam says to give up mental attachment, what all things you have to do? He says you have to do tapasa, brahmacharyena, samena cha, damena cha, tyagena satya sautabhyam, yamena niyamena va. You hear that shloka, you become very fearful. So much thing you have to do to actually get out of mental existence. But Mahaprabhu's movement is so nice, simply eating gulab jamuns, we can get out of mental existence. So nice. Have nice Krishna prasadam. Have some faith in Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. Chant the holy name. They are dancing like mad. We also dance like mad. And simply by this process, we can actually get out of all our material anarthas. Sudita Bishwasa Kori. And what is the proof? He is giving proof.
Dekhe ore bhai, tribhuvane nai, yamona dhayala dhata.
I have proof. They are the most merciful. I have really proof. What is the proof?
Pasupati jure, pasana vidhare, suni janra guna katha.
People are like animals. But Mahaprabhu made real animals to dance. When he was going in Jharkhand forest, he was actually seeing the tiger is sleeping. So he kicked the tiger. Hey, why are you sleeping? Get up, dance Hare Krishna. And the tiger is like, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And then one deer is coming.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So the tiger and the deer, they are dancing together. Mahaprabhu made this happen. So at least after seeing that, people like tigers, people like deers, please come and join this movement. And dance, dance, chant Hare Krishna. There's proof.
No, no, I'm not like tiger. I'm not like deer. My heart is made of stone.
Then he's saying, let it be. He even made the stone melt. He even made the stone melt. So even your heart will melt.
So whether you have tiger's heart or deer heart or stone heart, no matter, whatever heart, simply have a heart to have some faith in Mahaprabhu. Everything will be all right. Everything will be all right. No worry. Don't worry. So he's saying that don't do like this. Just have faith. And then finally he's saying that one who doesn't have this faith, then for that person Yamaraj is going to come. Only for that person. Because it cannot become easier than this. It cannot become easier than this. The process of self-realization cannot become easier than this. The process of understanding that I am not this body cannot become easier than this. So even now, if you cannot, then you have to become the guest of Yamaraj. You have to become the guest of Yamaraj. So, this mantra, this method to get delivered in Kali Yuga is so easy. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Like, you know, it said in Nectar of Devotion that Krishna is very expert in deciding on time, place and circumstance. He is saying Vrindavan is the best place. Sharad Purnima is the best time. Gopis are the best candidates. So let's have a rasa dance. Like that, we should also become very expert. This Kali Yuga is the best time. Mayapur is the best place. And this lifetime, this is the best opportunity. Because we are in Prabhupada's movement. We are under the shelter of Mahaprabhu. We are in the shelter of Dham. And Mahaprabhu's mercy is simply flowing. It's not only flowing, it is overflowing. So this is the best time. This is the best place. This is the best opportunity. Let's just take advantage of it. Let's simply get into this great movement of singing Hare Krishna Mahamantra, dancing in front of the deity, tasting Krishna Prasadam. Let's go back home, back to Godhead. Just not a nice place to live. Let's just do it. Together we can do it. Alone is very difficult. Very difficult alone. Together we can do it. We can have faith in these two people. Nithai Gaura Chandra. We'll have faith in Prabhupada. We have faith in our spiritual master. We have faith in this mantra. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. And everything will become most auspicious. So we'll stop here and see if there are any comments, questions. Yeah. Let's check, I don't know how it works.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So we have a system established by Srila Prabhupada that we first start with Bhagavad Gita. Understanding philosophically the difference between karma, jnana, yoga and bhakti, and then with this we go to Srimad Bhagavatam and so on. But yesterday I read in a book about Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati that he was saying that system is not working, and then we should first start with Chaitanya Bhagavat, with the nectar, and then Chaitanya Charitamrita and so on. So if you can comment on that.
So the point is that we should follow the process given by Prabhupada. because in ISKCON, Prabhupada gave us this promise that do what I say and I will take you back in one lifetime. So this promise is there that do what I say, I'll take you back in one lifetime. So this promise is also the promise of the parampara, because the parampara works like that. There may be some apparent differences when we are not very mature. When we look at parampara or the teachings of parampara, it may look like there are apparent differences. But acharyas, they all have an integrated plan. So the integrated plan is to how to deliver us from this material world. So we are in ISKCON and our founder acharya is Srila Prabhupada. So we simply follow Srila Prabhupada's instruction. And by following Srila Prabhupada's instruction nicely, we can go back home, back to God. And that's what it matters. That's why sometimes it's said in Nectar of Instruction, Rupa Goswami says one should not read too many books. It's also there, instruction. One should not read too many books. So, first of all, we should try to read all Prabhupada's books. Before going to reading the books of previous acharyas, we should first of all try to read all Prabhupada's books. Because if we try to read the previous acharyas without reading Prabhupada, there is a good chance that we may not understand anything. In Kali Yuga, that's why it said that we have very little brain substance in Kali Yuga. Very difficult. So then acharya then adjusts according to our brain substance, what we can digest. So we should take that medicine, what will work for us. So first of all, we should read all Srila Prabhupada's books. Of course, Prabhupada also said that we should read the books of previous acharyas. But for that, first we should become conversant with Prabhupada's books. And Prabhupada's lectures are like his commentaries on his books. So we should hear all Prabhupada's lectures. And Prabhupada's books, there's so much to understand. So if we read again and again, we may get so many new things in Prabhupada's books. So first of all, we should do that. We should not jump the gun. Our first austerity is to read all Prabhupada's books properly. So, and we should read them again and again, not once. The more we read them, the more we'll understand. And then, we can slowly get into the previous acharyas, if it is required. It's very important. If it is required, it is not necessary that all of us should read all previous acharyas' books. It's not necessary. Is not necessary for our deliverance. What will deliver us? There is enough in Prabhupada's books. Simply by reading Prabhupada's books, we can go back home, back to Godhead. There is nothing which is required more than what is given in Prabhupada's books. Because Prabhupada has quoted all the previous acharyas, wherever it is required. He has quoted from Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, he has quoted from Jiva Goswami, he has quoted from Sandarbhas, he has quoted from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he has quoted from Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he has quoted from Madhvacharya, he has quoted from Viraragavacharya. So many different acharyas. We can't even imagine how many acharyas Prabhupada has actually taken and he has quoted and he has given the essence of all the previous acharyas. So by reading Prabhupada's books, actually we are reading all the previous acharyas. This should be understood. So then it is good that we actually focus on Srila Prabhupada's books. This is our yajna. This is our real austerity, to focus on Prabhupada's books. And if we are not able to, then we will get into all sorts of confusion sometimes. It's very difficult. So this is our real thing, that let's get deep into Prabhupada's books. Let us get deep into Bhaktivedanta purports. Let's follow the system which is given by Prabhupada and let's not be confused. Because how is Shastra read? Shastra is not read by intelligent exercise. Shastra is not understood by intelligence. Shastra cannot be understood by intelligence. Because Shastra is beyond intelligence. How is Shastra understood? Yasya deve parabhaktir yata deve tata gurau tasyaihi katitahartaha prakashante mahatmanaha. Shastra is understood by having the faith in Acharya. That's how Shastra is understood. Reading Prabhupada's books is not an intellectual exercise. It's not a mental exercise. It's an yajna of faith. It's a yajna. It's an yajna of faith. So when that faith is there, then everything will manifest from Prabhupada's books. So one should have that faith, and one should be very careful not to read anything else which will compromise that faith. Be it the work of previous acharyas, be it the work of some karmi world, whatever it is. One should be very careful. And one should actually protect one's spiritual life carefully like this. Then everything will be all right. Here Lochan Das Thakur is saying, have faith. He is not saying anything else. He is simply saying, have faith. So that faith should be there. In Prabhupada's books, in Prabhupada's purports. And then everything will become all right. Any other question? Yeah.
Thank you for a very nice class, Prabhu. You emphasize the easiness of Krishna consciousness, the joyfulness, chant, dance, eat. And yet it seems that as we clear anattas, there's a major detox of so many lives, that just to persevere, to remain steady, just at those simple things, threatens us. That becomes the hard thing. I wonder if you could say something about that.
Yeah, it is true. Prabhupada himself said the process is very easy, but the application is difficult. The process is very easy. Just a simple thing of only eating Krishna prasadam. So difficult. Yeah. Why? Because Prabhupada actually analyzes the whole thing. He says this is because hriday daurbalya, the weakness of heart. His weakness of heart is there. Even in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, actually Krishna is telling Arjuna, Shudram Hriday Daurbalyam, his weakness of heart. This weakness of heart is the biggest enemy of the living entity. And that weakness of heart causes the living entity, the jiva, to actually do things which he is not supposed to do. He actually asks him to develop certain attachment to certain things which is not appropriate, called tuccha asakti. That you develop attachment on things which are very trivial. Like one would actually leave their country, leave their family, leave their relatives, leave all their lifestyle, come to Mayapur, leave everything and live here, and then get attracted to your potato chips. Tuccha asakti. That you can do so much that you cannot, but you somehow think that, oh, this potato chips is the purpose of life. So then, how to overcome? That's why association is there. That's why association is there. Association is the key to actually go through anartha nivritti and go through it joyfully. Because in association, then people say that have faith, I went through this. In the beginning it was difficult, but in the end it is so joyful. I went through this. Then we get some faith. Oh, okay, so I am not alone. Somebody already went through this. So in association, we support each other. In the association of devotees, we support each other. And when we are little hazy, when we are little struggling, then everybody else comes and actually holds us. And then tells us, don't lose hope. It's just nearby. Just cross it. Just cross it. It'll go away. And then, by the encouragement of all devotees, we actually overcome this factor, Hriday Daurbalyam, the weakness of heart. So that's how it becomes very easy. That's why Prabhupada is saying that we should always be in association of devotees. We should never go and then chant in a solitary place. This is not meant for us. Not meant for us. We should always be in association of devotees. Whether we are a neophyte devotee or whether we are a very experienced devotee, we should always be in association. Because that association is our strength. In that strength, we can actually perform Krishna consciousness very safely. That's why in Chaitanya Charitamrita, this association is actually explained as the fence which actually protects the Bhakti Lata Bhija. Yeah. Yeah.
So when the same potato chips are offered to Krishna, will they become the Krishna
product? Yeah, actually what you can do is that You can make the potato chips at home and offer it to Krishna, then it becomes nice Krishna prasadam. Yeah? Not buy a potato chips which is made in the factory, because factory, Prabhupada says in one purport, the other name of factory is hell. So who likes to eat something which is made in hell? Who likes to eat it? You like to eat something which is made in hell? See, you don't want. So factory made things, we should be very careful. Yeah? And in deity worship, those who know deity worship, that there is something called as Dravya Suddhi. Dravya Suddhi is highest when actually we make on our own and then when we offer. Because when we make these potato chips on our own, we are actually putting our labor of love and then we are offering it to Krishna. Patram pushvam phalam toyam yome factory made prayachati. No. Yome bhaktya prayachati. Bhaktya prayachati. So there should be bhakti, because Krishna eats that. Krishna has so many nice potato chips in Goloka Vrindavana. But what he is enjoying? He is enjoying the bhakti. So it's very important. Yeah? Makes sense? Yeah? Okay. Mataji.
Thank you for the wonderful class, Prabhu. Is this on?
Yeah, it's on.
Oh. thank you for the wonderful class. Just a couple of comments. Speaking to Damodar Prabhu's comment about the seeming simplicity of eating prasadam, chanting, dancing, I read recently in Second Canto where Prabhupada describes in his purport
that... Haribol, excuse me, please leave silently. Mataji is making a comment.
That an easygoing life and perfection of transcendental realization do not go together. And then he continued, and Krishna is more clever than the living entity. He wants to see the painstaking devotion of his painstaking devotional practices of his devotees. So on one hand it's very easy, on the other hand it's very difficult. And just speaking to the other Prabhu's comment about and your comment about reading different books, I remember here in the early days in Mayapur when I was living here, some devotees were going to nearby Gaudiya Mats to purchase Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati's books. And Prabhupada said, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur's books are for me, my books are for you. And if we understand that, or really take to heart Prabhupada's comment that my books are the law books for the next 10,000 years, and if you want to know me, which we all want to do because he's our founder Acharya, then just read my books. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. Thank you for the comments, Mataji. Okay, let's stop here. Grantrar Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Govar Premanande.